27th chapter of Acts is kind of the culmination point of the prophetic history of the Apostle Paul. It really begins a number of chapters earlier when Paul went to Jerusalem because he wanted to be there for Passover. And there was prophecy as he went there that they were going to bind him and treat him rather shabbily. Paul went anyway. This has caused debate of whether or not Paul should have even gone. You know, that, the Lord was trying to warn him, but he went anyway, and so therefore he made his own bed. Then he had to go through all this stuff. But actually, as you look through this, and as we will see, the Lord was constraining him to go, and the Lord was giving him warning that he was going to go through problems, but God did not really intend for him not to go through those problems. See, divine revelation is not really given to avoid problems. It's given so that you don't have those problems take you by surprise. If you're not taken by surprise, if God says you're going to have problems, you make sure, first of all, that God is telling you to do this, and then you follow the leading of the Spirit. And then, because God already knows everything that's going on, you know that because He's sovereign, that nothing is out of His control. And when we see that He has it all under control to start with, then we can rest in that, in spite of the problems, and know that God has purpose in it. We find in the book of Acts that Paul was arrested in the temple, charged with bringing a Greek into the temple grounds, which was not lawful for them at all. That was a false charge, because Paul did not bring him in. But nonetheless, he was charged, and then he was brought to Festus and Agrippa. And this occupies quite a bit of time, maybe five chapters, leading up to the 27th chapter. Now, the point of all this is to show that the story here, in its prophetic significance, really begins with the Passover. And as we'll see, there's elements of Passover and then Pentecost and the Jubilee, or the Day of Atonement. And you can see the progression that takes place here in the 27th chapter of Acts. Because you can see these feast days manifesting in 27th chapter of Acts, it tells us that this is also prophetic, because these feast days are prophecy. The law, as you know, is prophetic. Passover deals, of course, with Jesus' crucifixion. Pentecost, you know about that. It's probably the most common one that everybody hears about. Then the Jubilee. In the 27th chapter of Acts, it's the consequences of not observing the Jubilee, or not keeping the Day of Atonement, as it were, the consequences to the church.